Hello, Dad. Here comes an episode of what I am calling this podcast, Patriarch. It's a podcast all about you with people from your life. In this episode, who knows what order you're listening to them in? This episode is Matthew. Matthew is a little shy to get started, but he does really great. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm also going to leave the preamble in just so you know what I say, like how I warmed everybody up. And this is it. All right, here we go. We all love you. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
Matthew, I'll tell you a little bit about how you do this, but you're going to get it. It's easy. First thing you need to know, you need to talk into the microphone like it's this close to your mouth. You need it to be there the whole time. You want to kiss that mic. You want to be right up on it. So if you want to say something, make sure you're basically touching it. And if you're going to gesture or look somewhere else, make sure that mic goes with you. Or you can gesture, but we won't hear you. We won't hear that. We'll hear this. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And we're going to talk for like an hour. Talk about anything you remember or want to talk about. Don't talk about anything you don't want to talk about. Be as candid as you feel free. I don't think you're going to get in trouble for any of this. So, you know, speak your heart. And it's just fun. So, like, if you don't have an answer for something or you don't have thoughts on something, that's okay. We'll just move on to the next thing. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Nervous?
Little.
Why are you nervous? Why don't you tell me about it?
Because I don't really know what kind of questions I'm going to be asked.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm not trying to get you or get you in trouble or whatever. It's more just like, I think it'll just be interesting to interview people a little bit about Dad's life. I think particularly, I want to get you guys, you're the children of my father, because I think you'll have some interesting stuff too. But I think it'd also be particularly interesting for like Grandma's perspective on it and, you know, Mark's, and they grew up together. So... yeah, I think don't worry about it. I think you're going to be okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
You can just talk in your normal speaking voice.
Okay.
Don't worry about Juliet. Right, Juliet? So why don't you tell me what you had for dinner into that microphone so we can make sure we're at the right levels and stuff and just warm up talking.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you have? Where'd we go? Tell me all the things.
Yeah, well, we went to Spike Africa,
yeah.
That's what it was, Spike Africa.
Yep.
And I got these scallops, the grilled scallops.
Yeah, that's right. And it had Brussels sprouts.
And some Brussels sprouts. That was really good. This like sauce on it was really good.
Yeah. All right. So I'd ask you to speak up a little bit more.
Okay.
But just that's
like,
okay.
Like this much more?
Is that, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And also sitting up might help you project or be a little bit easier on your voice. But it's your call. We're going to be here for a minute, so I just want you to be comfortable. I understand it's less than comfortable being sitting on a bed. Yeah.
I agree.
All right, cool. And I'm going to talk. So we're going to talk, like I said, for an hour. If I reach over and do this to you, that just means talk closer to the mic. I'm going to be like, oh, you're too far from the mic, or you're not talking loud enough. So if I'm like, if I do that, I might talk a little louder.
Okay.
Or if I do that, I'm like, got the microphone. Cool?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Well, thank you for doing this. I think it'll be fun. Or it might not be. Who knows? So let's just start with something boring and easy. Or maybe not easy. It's the hardest question of all. What was your first memory? What's like one of the first things you remember?
Wow.
Think back to as young as you can possibly go.
I mean, the biggest memory would probably have to be taking us to Disneyland.
Yeah,
I mean, we've done it multiple times, but you know, the first year,
yeah,
it's always magical, I guess.
Yeah. What would you know when that was or anything?
I want to say it was 2004.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so you're a little baby.
I think, yeah, because my sister had, like, just turned two and she was old enough now.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Do you remember anything from it?
I remember I was scared of a lot of rides, but, you know,
really?
I assume most kids would be.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, everybody goes on there.
Yeah, like even some of the simple rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Pirates of the Caribbean scared me to death.
And I do not remember my first visit to Disneyland, so I'm impressed. That's pretty cool. Okay. Here's another one. This is like some, again, we're just warming up, so whatever.
Okay.
How did Bill and Steph meet? Or do you know? Or if you don't know, what do you think happened?
Well, I know where they met because every time we drive up to Fairfield, my mom brings it up.
Yeah.
And it was at an eye doctor.
Right.
Up in Fairfield by where Aunt Kim and Uncle Gary currently live. I'm pretty sure they had some classes at the same college, community college, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that they met at that eye doctor.
Nice. That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you know anything else about their beginnings or the early bit of their relationship? I just took a photo of Grizz because I think he's being very cute right now.
He is. Let's see. I had something in my head for a second. It was mainly, I forgot which was which, but one of them did not really like the other it was a couple months, I think.
Oh, that's funny.
I think it was my dad not quite liking my mom, but it could have been vice versa. I'm really not sure.
I think dad was in his own space at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're probably right. Okay, cool. All right, so now I'll start getting into some of the other ones, and then I'll just say this: is one, if you don't have an answer at all, you're just like, I have no idea, we can totally just skip it or let it go.
Okay.
But also, if you want me to come back to it, that's totally fine too. We can try to come back to some.
Okay.
But yeah, I got a whole bunch, so if we don't have an answer for it, that'll be fine. Okay, so tell me what you remember about any of your various homes growing up, whether that's Fairfield, Vacaville, Monterey, Folsom, Monterey 2. Like, what do you remember about them that sticks out in your mind?
It's kind of interesting, really, right when you asked that.
Mm-hmm.
The first thought that popped in my head was Folsom.
Yeah.
Because that was our longest stay before Pacific Grove.
Yeah.
And I remember in our front room, we had a staircase along the side wall.
Yeah.
That went upstairs, and upstairs there was just kind of this area where you could look over into the front room.
Yeah.
And so I would always stand on the first floor, and I would play baseball with a wiffle ball in that room, trying to hit it up there.
Hit it up there.
Yeah. That's and then funny. From our first time in Monterey,
oh, yeah,
there was a tree I always climbed.
At the Monterey house?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was actually at my house or a neighbor's house, but there was always one tree in that neighborhood that I just loved to climb.
That's funny. I don't remember that. I'm sure you're right. I get the Folsom house and the Vacaville house very confused. I feel like they had a somewhat similar layout, and I cannot differentiate them in my mind.
I definitely can't even remember the Vacaville house. I was one.
Yeah, you're a kid. Yeah. One of my earliest memories of that one of you was we used to play it like do like pillow fights, you and I, but also like my friend Ryan used to come over there.
Yeah.
And we used to do pillow fights, all three of us.
Did I beat you guys?
Yeah. I remember liking and being admiring particularly about you as a little squirt is you just kept going, man. We would we would thump you hard in the head and you'd bounce back, you'd fall to the ground and you'd just be laughing and ready to go again. I was like, this guy is a gamer. I love it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, how about this? This is a little bit of a broad question, but again, I like what you said. Like the first thing that comes to your mind, that's perfect. Those things that flash, I think, are probably really good things to share. So like, and then this one, how did your family or how did we as a family celebrate holidays growing up? What are things that you think of?
Thought about this before. And I'm going to get into the reason why I thought about it for the first time.
Uh-huh.
It was really recent. I was watching the New England Patriots give answers to what they remember about their Christmases when they were young. And I was like, wow, what would I say as a family member? And it would definitely be playing cards.
Yeah.
During the holidays. Every time we got the whole family together, we would play cards together.
Yeah,
and the meals were always great and stuff, but playing cards is definitely a memory.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that one a lot. Okay, now this one's tricky.
Oh, no.
How would you describe dad to somebody who's never met him? Like, how would you try to describe him, or what would you say?
Calm. He's definitely really nice. He's a good talker. But yeah, he's definitely really calm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, can be funny. He's just really good socially. He's great. Oh my gosh.
Grizz is here.
Hey, Grizz. He's great at talking to people. That's probably... Oh, shush.
Don't do that. I think he's barking at me in this chair. It's just a chair, buddy. Come on up here. Come on up here.
Grizz wants to be a part of it.
Grizz wants to be a part of it. That's it. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Okay. Now, this is about you. Who are some of your heroes? Matthew. Hi, buddy.
That's a tough one.
It can be anyone, big, small, or you can skip it if you feel
like it. Usually athletes were pretty big heroes for me, especially when I was a kid. Still now.
Like, who are you thinking of? Or can you think of any?
Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, obviously, for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Really baseball and football mainly.
Yeah. That's cool. I like it. Okay, this is a weird one. Okay, tell me about some of your favorite songs that you associate with Dad, if any.
I always forget the name of the song, but it's like, it's our song. That's always, that's how I know it. It's our song. I don't know the name or anything, but every time it comes on in the car, I'm like, hey, this is our song.
It's, With Arms Wide Open by Greg.
Yes, that's it.
It's funny. Your dad has a song for all of his children, as I think you know.
Yeah.
And they are all terrible songs, like objectively comic punchline songs.
I think he gave Juliet a pretty good song, but ours were pretty bad.
I guess it's not. Yeah, mine's bad. I guess it's not that they're bad, like whatever to listen to. It's that like people would make fun of them. They'd be like, Evanescence.
Yeah.
They suck. Creed. They suck. Will Smith.
Who's that?
He sucks. Exactly. Who's that? Yeah. I think that's just so funny. I'm like, oh, says something there. Okay. What stories did you hear about Dad when he was young, or like maybe early family stuff? Do you remember any or anything that like sticks out?
Stuff that he told me when he was young, or just stuff that he's ever told me?
What, like if you had like any stories or whatever about him or the family when they were younger, kids, maybe your age or, you know, early 20s or whatever. Anything stick out?
Yeah, I don't know why this was the first one that popped into my head, but when he was living in Downey.
Yeah.
And he got mugged for the first time. They stole his bike and I think he said $10.
Oh no. Ugh, that's a tragedy.
But the best part about that story is always when he says, I got mugged for the first time. I was like, Dad, how many times have you been mugged?
Yeah. Have you ever been mugged?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
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 I did. I did get mugged once.
Wait, you mugged someone or you did get mugged?
I got mugged. I got mugged. I'll tell you a story really quick. I think it's a funny story. So I was walking home from school.
Mm-hmm.
This is during soccer conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running and running and running. And I was just beat. I was so fucking dead after like the 3-hour practice. And I'm sweating and I'm walking home. It's like a 2.5-mile walk home. And this kid comes and he starts walking with me. And we're just chatting. And he goes, hey, man, can I borrow $3? And I was like, no, man, I can't give you $3. I don't have it. And so we just start talking and he keeps walking with me. And I don't know this. I've never seen him before. He's a little older than me. I'm probably 15 at the time. We're walking and I'm just tired. And I was like, I don't know, man, maybe go get a job. And I said maybe go get a job at Taco Bell. Cause my friend Ryan Johnson had just got a job at Taco Bell. And he goes, oh, cause I'm Mexican. I got to get a job at Taco Bell. I'm like, well, no, my friend Ryan just got a job at Taco Bell. I know they're hiring. And he goes, oh, yeah, I see how it is. And then he's like, all right, whatever. And he takes like 2 steps ahead of me and he turns around and he punches me in the face. He's right in the face, hard as he can. And I swing back as hard as I can and I hit him too. And I'm just exhausted. And so this is the middle of the street. It's a busy street. And then he starts to walk away because a bunch of cars are coming. Like he's going to get seen if he fights me, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the cars, and then it's just an empty street because that's how Vacaville is. And he starts to walk back to me. I was like, you know what? I'm too tired. And I handed him $5, right? And he gives me $2 back change because all he wanted was $3. It's the craziest thing that ever happened.
Wait, so if you already had $2, doesn't he want one?
No, he needed five total. I think he needed the five total. I don't know why. I'll always remember that kid. I was like, what a weird. He had
what a
the
weird
five.
Way to mug someone.
I know. He had the five. I would have went
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, why not use those $2?
That's tragedy. Okay.
All right.
About this. What do you think your family's economic circumstance is? Do you think money was ever tight? Do you think there was any, do you remember ever having to go without something that you wanted or needed?
I don't. Oh my gosh, Grizz, are you okay?
Grizz is a real tragedy.
I don't remember ever having to not get anything that I wanted or needed.
Mm-hmm.
It was never really too much of a worry. I'm sure there were ups and downs, but
yeah,
nothing I really had to worry about.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Let's see. Okay, how about this? What was school like for you? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? What was hard? What was easy? What's school like, just in general? You can
kind of
look back or now? Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of changed a lot. Especially going into high school, I became a lot more social.
Yeah.
It was harder for me to make friends when I was young, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hard. I just didn't like doing it, I guess, but now I'm really social.
Yeah. I don't know anybody knows how to do that right away. Yeah.
And school has always been kind of average for me. Like, I like learning some material. Struggle with some teachers. I think pretty average experience for most kids.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And sports are really fun.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, who are your favorite friends at school?
Definitely Shay, my best friend Shay.
Yeah.
He's, you know, when people say you should always have one or two really good friends
mm-hmm.
in high school that can be your friends for most of your life.
Yeah.
Definitely Shay.
That's good. What about favorite teachers at any point in your school career? Anybody that you particularly bonded with or liked?
My history teachers, both my freshman and sophomore year in high school.
What were their names?
Mr. Steinbeck.
Uh-huh.
And
cool.
Yeah, Steinbeck. It's
oh, back.
Yeah, I know. It's really,
that's very funny.
He lived in Pacific Grove, too, so yeah. It was all confusing. And then Mr. Great. Mr. Great, because he was a really good teacher. I learned a lot from him. And then Mr. Steinbeck, because really nice guy, and we just had like a lot of similar interests, so I like talking to the guy.
Yeah, I like that.
Talked a lot about baseball, too.
Yeah?
He loved baseball, yeah.
He's a baseball buff, just like you?
Yeah.
Did he have the same favorite teams and players and stuff?
Not necessarily. Like, I liked the Giants. He was a Giants fan.
Yeah.
So I liked the Giants, and I knew the players, so I could always talk about that stuff with them.
Nice. Okay. This spans the year, so just answer this however you want. But mm-hmm. what did you want to be when you grow up? Either now or when you were young or mm-hmm. so however you want. What do you think?
Pilot has always been a big one.
Yeah.
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 It's always been kind of a dream.
That's dad's too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves flying. So do I. And then lately it's been anything in sports that I could do.
Yeah.
Not necessarily playing, but coaching, taking statistics, analyzing, all that would be really fun.
Yeah. That's very cool. I like that. You could do it all. Okay. Now, so you're 16 now, coming up on 17.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
How do you think your relationship with your parents, both mom and dad, changed from your pre-teen years to your teenage years? How do you think it's different?
I can joke around with them more.
Yeah.
It sounds weird, but as I've gotten older, I've become to see them more as friends. Same amount as parents, not less as parents. Same amount as parents, but still more as friends.
Yeah.
And talking to them a lot more. Like, I was kind of shy. Like, will I get in trouble if I tell them this, you know, when I was 12 or 13?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely become a lot more trusting.
That's nice. Do you like that?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
And that should carry on forever, really.
I hope so. hopefully not becoming less trusting as time goes on.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anything could happen.
Yeah, you could go crazy. I don't know.
You never know. It's entirely plausible. Okay. If you ever had conflict with your parents, either of them, dad or mom, what was it about?
I'm sure I have.
Or anything, or I guess anything that sticks out.
Usually my fault.
Oh, poor kid.
I did lie a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
I remember.
Sometimes it seemed like small stuff to me, but big stuff to them.
Yeah.
That was usually pretty bad. Like whenever I lied, I was like, oh, I didn't think it would have that big of a effect on you guys. But
yeah, I remember stuff. It was like, I'd hear about it. It was like where you were.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
Like that.
And I was afraid I was doing something wrong. So I'd tell them something they'd like to hear. And then it wasn't true. And they'd be like, well,
yeah.
Yeah, they would just, it's more of a safety thing I didn't realize at the time, I guess.
Yeah. I think your parents are big on that. The safety thing and where you are and all that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think a lot of kids do that, though. I did. I lied a ton about where I was. Oh, God. Yeah, my mom was like, you have to be home earlier. My mom had I had the earliest curfew, I think, of all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was always like, come back really early. And I was like, ah, we were at a movie and it just got out late. Like, I thought it was a shorter movie. I'd always do that. Okay. That's interesting. Or I guess this can also have changed over the years too. But what are your plans for when you finish high school? Or even when you were younger, what did you think those were? What are they now?
I've always had this thought, and it still hasn't changed, but I want to go straight to a 4-year college.
Yeah.
Not really quite sure where, you know, could be in-state, could be out-of-state. I really have no idea, but that's really my main goal is to get into a 4-year college right now.
Yeah. That's fair. What do you think... other people think of that? Like, how about your friends? What do your friends think of that plan or like your plans? Do they know about it? Do they agree? Do they support you? Do they want you to?
Very few know about it. Yeah.
Why not?
Sorry, why not?
Why don't they know? I'm just curious. Or if you have
Well, mainly because it's the friends that I get to talk to a lot more. I only have 2 or 3 that I talk to a lot.
Right.
And that just comes up in conversation, unlike most of my friends where I just have short conversations. It doesn't come up as much.
Yeah, I get that.
So, yeah, just a couple friends.
Yeah. What about Juliet and I? What do you think we think about your plans?
I think you guys would just believe that if that's my goal, if that's my plans, that you guys would encourage that. I know you do encourage it. I can't really think of anything else besides encouragement.
That's fair. I want you to know that I hope you do everything you want to and more. I really do. I want you to go to a 4-year college and kick ass and do all the things. Because I like you. You're a smart kid. You're a cool kid. And you'll have a lot of fun doing it, too.
That's true.
You'll have a lot of fun in college. I know you will. But I always think, like, when I was your age, maybe a little bit younger, I think I told everybody that I was, like, trying to get better grades than I was.
Yeah.
I definitely did. And then I think I told everybody that it was basically impossible. Like, all the circumstances were against me. It's like, there's just nothing I can do. I can't possibly get better grades than this. And I was talking to Grandpa on the phone about it.
Yeah. And I know the story.
You know the story.
Yeah.
But he was like, hey, man. He's like, you know, you can bullshit everybody else, but you can't bullshit yourself.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, yeah, oh no, I'm not. But I remember he said it and I was like, wait, what's the lie? Like, I was trying to get everybody off my back, but have I suddenly started believing that there's no way I can achieve my own goals? Like, have I did it to make some distance? And then I was like, oh shit, I think I did. And then I was like, let's get a 4.0.
How'd that go?
I got it.
Nice.
I got it. But it was that was a big moment for me. And I'm not as eloquent as Grandpa. I'm not. But I want to be the same thing if I can for you. Grandpa was cool. He's a cool dude. Okay. Anyway, what do you think about, what do you think, Dad and Steph think about your after high school plans? If they have any thoughts.
They really want me to go to college.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, I want to go to college too.
Yeah.
And really any way that I can get into college or that I would prefer, they'll also prefer it. Mm-hmm. Like if I want to go to a community college for 2 years and then transfer, they'll, back me up on that. Or if I want to go straight to a 4 year, or if I want to get a master's after, they'll back me up on everything and push me to get there too.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I just want to, yeah, everybody's supporting you on that real hard. I think you know that.
Yeah.
I also just, I don't know that you'd, I think you know that they're supporting you, but I don't know how much more support you get than most people. And I'll tell you this, this is small and dumb. It's not really bitching, but I never went to a college campus when I was your age. Never. That's a fact. I had never been. You've been to like a million. You've seen all the colleges. You know all the options.
800,000, but.
800,000?
Yeah. Not a million.
Not a million. Only 800,000 colleges. You're right. You're right. You got me. Okay. How about this? What was your parents' or dad's or mom's advice or rules related to dating and or contact with the opposite sex? Do you remember anything that they've told you?
No.
No?
Straight up, no.
They don't have anything? Fair enough. Nope, no advice on how to get chicks or...
No, I've had that. Let's see. Well, I think the way my dad always started it off, it was based off of what my Uncle John said, I think.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong.
Yeah.
When I say this, but first thing is be an asshole.
I don't think
I'm paraphrasing.
What's the second part? Was there a second part?
Until they like you.
Oh, be an asshole until they like you, and then hopefully stop being an asshole.
Yeah, yeah,
that's funny.
After,
I think it was like,
you know, that's not all of it. Be yourself, and then a little bit of an asshole.
That's probably right.
That's probably more right.
I think,
or maybe I made that up and just dreamed it or something. I think
the one that John used to say. Or that Dad told me that John used to say, and I never even heard it from John, so who fucking knows? But Dad used to tell me it was, the first step is be incredible, and then the second
step. Forgot about that first step.
First step
That's
is
right.
be incredible, and then the second step, I think, is remove
ignore.
All desire.
Yeah.
Or ignore remove all desire.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I still don't know that I know what that means.
Oh, really?
Remove all desire. So it's just like, I think the more
I think it's a form of being an asshole.
I could agree with that. I think the more you spend a lot of time, if you spend a lot of time wanting women, going,
yeah,
oh, if I could just, oh, please, we would be great together. They won't like you. I think it's like a lot of, I think it requires much more assertiveness or mm-hmm. who gives a shit if you're not interested in me type of thing.
Yeah.
And then for some reason that works.
It does.
I don't know, man.
That's how I got my first girlfriend. It worked.
If you have any more advice on getting with women, share with me because I need.
Well, I mean, that was my only girlfriend, so it might not work. I don't know. Could have gotten lucky.
I don't know, man. Chicks are hard. It only gets harder.
So confusing.
Actually, I think it gets easier.
High school's weird.
Yeah. Oh God. College though is also weird. Get excited. Oh man. Okay. This one.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever give you the quote-unquote birds and the bees lecture or talk?
Let's see. They must have not done a good job because I don't remember it.
Okay.
I mean, my health teacher, I guess. But
yeah, that's fair.
Not really.
All right. Do you feel wanting for a birds and the bee lecture from your parents?
I desire it. I crave a birds and the bees lecture. No, I don't really need it that much.
That's fair. I mean, you get the gist.
Yeah.
All right. That's fun. Okay. What family traditions do we have that you'd like to continue?
Disneyland. Like I said earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you had like kids or whatever.
Yeah, that kept on going. I'd like to continue that.
Take them to Disneyland every
year. Yeah. Traveling.
Yeah.
which that could go hand in hand with Disneyland, but we also do travel a lot around the country.
Yeah, you do.
And I love traveling.
I like it.
Oh, maybe sporting events too.
Yeah. Cool.
Where did they get all that money?
Your parents?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a lot. All right. Yeah. Those are probably three of the major things. Yeah.
Okay. What values do you feel like you were raised with? I know that's a broad question.
A little.
But give it a shot anyway.
Sorry, what do you mean by values? Like,
I don't know. Like, what are qualities or things that you think you learned or important?
Oh,
like, you know.
Let's see. Really good at talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Socializing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of came on later, but I was kind of raised that way, and it didn't kick until later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's probably the biggest one is socializing. I'm really good at meeting people, talking to people.
Yeah.
Working with people. It's great.
I like it. What do you think you were raised to believe in? It's a broad question, too, but I just wonder if there's anything that comes to mind with that.
Myself. Believe in myself. Yeah, really just my choices. It wasn't too strict on certain beliefs.
Yeah.
They really wanted me to just believe in myself.
When you said they weren't too strict in certain beliefs, what do you mean?
Didn't follow any strict religions, or mm-hmm. we didn't have strict, what was the word you used earlier?
Values.
Traditions.
Values, traditions, okay, yeah.
Like, we definitely had traditions here and there, but if something went terribly wrong and we couldn't do it, then that was fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really just believing in myself is the biggest one.
How do you feel about religion now?
I mean, I don't plan on becoming religious,
mm-hmm.
and I don't oppose anyone who has beliefs against or for religion.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any personal beliefs that you think, like, oh, I think there's like a God, or like there's no God, or like I think when we go to heaven, or we die, we go to heaven, or I think when we die, we get reincarnated. Do you have anything like that? Or
I mean, simple. I'd just say I do believe in God, I guess, but
yeah.
You know, I don't know how to pray or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I believe in God, but I don't follow a religion.
How do you think God acts on the universe? What does God do? I'm just curious. And again, there's no wrong answer.
Wow.
I'm just curious how, like, yeah. I guess, you know, you, it can be, I don't know, or it can be, I think it's this, or yeah. I'm just curious what you think.
You know what? I think this is the most I've ever thought about that question.
Yeah.
And this just sparked in my head, probably ideas, like helping out with thinking of ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, you know, bringing you up when you're down, but really I think that's more on you. So, yeah, I would say sparking ideas.
Yeah, I think I believe in a divine muse. I like that. I was trying to think of it. There's a lot of writers who believe that, who think mm-hmm. that God or the muse or something spiritual happens that gets their ideas, that they just sit down and they're there to receive whatever they can get, and they try to make the most of it. But I agree with that. I like that. Okay. Let's see. What forms of discipline do you think, or do you recall being used in our family?
When I was very young, it was spankings,
yeah.
timeouts, and all that. As I got older, it was being grounded
yeah.
and, like, you know, no technology or anything like that.
Sure.
And now I think I've become more independent, and I just receive consequences for my own bad decisions and good decisions.
Yeah.
So now I think it's more self-discipline.
Hmm. How did you feel getting spanked as a kid? I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either.
I remember once when my mom spanked me. I think also dad, too. I think this happened once, too. Mm-hmm. And it didn't hurt. And I was like, oh, they don't have any power over me at all. I remember thinking that, like, very consciously, like, going, I can just, run wild, which explains why I am how I am. Okay. What has provided you the greatest satisfaction in your life? Or what are things that you've found or done or experienced or achieved or, yeah.
Yeah. Once again, probably traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just everywhere you go, there's something completely different and you can still find similarities.
Yeah.
And I just love seeing and doing every different thing there is to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably traveling.
I like that. How would you say the world has changed since you were young?
Trump. I mean, yeah, that's the biggest thing going on recently. But
that's what's going on now, for sure.
I mean, it's changed in a lot of ways. I guess you could say I was born pre-9/11 attacks, so safety. I didn't really notice it when I was young, but safety,
yeah,
technology, obviously, schooling. I have a feeling schooling's changed a little. Like, I'm in a year where they're trying something new with our school system.
Yeah.
They're just, like, transferring school systems and stuff like that, and, or, like, curriculum, sorry.
Yeah.
And so I'm on a new track on that course.
Interesting. It's interesting. Okay. Have you ever felt discriminated against?
Yeah. Yeah, probably sports sometimes. That was when I was younger, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, being shorter didn't help that much, but it's really nothing now. I mean, I'm physically equal to most people,
yeah,
with the same sports I play. So.
Yeah, I guess you were a little bit shorter.
I was, yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, I was definitely shorter.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Do you have any regrets that you'd like to share? Anything in your life?
School. Yeah. Should have gotten better grades.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the simplest way to say it, but throughout high school, should have gotten better grades. Could have done a lot to change that. Should have gotten better grades.
Yeah. It's hard. I get it. I really do. Okay. Imagine your life in the future. Say you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine you as 30. What do you think your relationship was like with your family?
Let's see, 30 years oldish.
Yeah, 30.
Married.
Yeah.
Kids. When I'm 30, I'm not sure yet.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're almost 30, right?
Yeah. Oh God.
No. Yeah. No kids. But yeah, I
should have kids. Don't.
At the point of thinking about starting a family, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything's financially okay. I try to look at the best possible case scenarios and then work off of changes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'd be at that point starting a family.
Yeah. What do you think it'd be like? How do you think you'd relate to your sister, who would be 28 at the time?
I would probably not see her as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'd talk to her a lot, but I probably wouldn't see her as much.
Yeah.
Mainly because if I'm settling in with a family and she 28, she'll still be, or will just have gotten her law degree.
Yeah.
And
it's taken her a little while, but yeah.
At 28, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Oh yeah, wait, never mind, I was thinking like 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it would have taken her a while. But yeah, I think she'd be starting a career.
Yeah.
And so it'd be hard to see her.
It'd be a little busy.
Mm-hmm.
What about Steph and Dad? What do you think that'd be like?
Definitely call them all the time too, and I'd try to visit them more. Or if they could visit me, that'd be great.
Yeah, you hear that? If you could come visit, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice. I mean, you know, my wife's crazy. You guys gotta, you gotta come visit me.
Yeah, I'm pulling my hair out over here. I'm thinking about having kids. She always wants kids. I don't want to.
Come back, help.
Well, that's funny. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to think about relating to your parents and like, yeah, 14 years. So dad'll be like 64. I don't know. I have no idea how old Steph is. She's just
61. She'll be 61.
She'll be 61?
Yeah, she's only like 3 years younger than him.
Really? Oh my God. I think of Steph as so young. I really do.
Well, she's going to love to hear this.
I think of Steph as like 39, which is absurd.
It's very absurd.
Because that would make her 10 when I was born. I still think she's, I think she's 39. She'll forever be 39 to me. Okay. Is there anything that you've never brought up with me, Stephen, mm-hmm. or asked me mm-hmm. that you've wanted to, been curious about or wanted to say or anything?
Not that I can think of on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
With situations recently, I've been pretty open with you, and I'll talk to you about some stuff, good and bad.
Word up.
Sorry?
Word up.
Oh. I thought you were asking me to, like, say some of them. But, so yeah, I think I've been explaining to you more.
Yeah.
About what's going on and stuff.
Yeah. That's fair. Well, just for the record, I'm always here. We're always buds. And I'm pretty much always on your side.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I just want good stuff for you. I just want good stuff for all you guys. Grizz currently has his tongue hanging out of his mouth. He looks like a dead dog. okay.
Oh, God, he moved.
All right. We're getting close. Do you regret having not ever done or told something? You ever done something or told something to someone? And if so, why haven't you done that? Anything you ever wish you had said to somebody or been like, I should have done the...
I'm sure it's happened a few times.
Yeah.
Good and bad. There's been good situations and bad situations. It's really hard to think of, actually. Oh, yeah. There was this one girl who I thought was really cute, yeah. And apparently she liked me, so I just wish I had told her that I liked her.
Dude, that's the story of my fucking life.
Yeah.
Just, I'll tell you this, okay? I have a running theme through my life
mm-hmm.
where I find out that girls were into me about 3 years after it was a thing.
I'm only like 6 months after they liked me, so you're way behind where I was.
That's great. Yeah, I'm fucking up, but I'll tell you what.
I'm still behind.
You're still behind. If you have a sneaking suspicion, man, you gotta close on that shit. Ugh, I've left so many women on the table. It's such a poor choice.
You're engaged.
I know, and I regret it. It's the hardest part about getting engaged, Matt. You sit there and you go, well, I guess
this one worked out.
Kinda. Yeah, I guess this one worked out, but I'm still leaving all of the women on the table. Every woman I never... did anything with. I'm like, that was my chance.
My seventh choice was pretty good enough.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. Okay.
Sorry, Elise, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. Also, she's never gonna hear it.
Oh, yay.
No, you're okay. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I helped a couple of my friends, Caroline and Annabelle, boost a random acts of kindness club at our school. So oh, yeah. Kind of had to.
What do they do?
Well, so I was helping them out for the first couple of weeks, and the biggest thing we did was we created inspirational notes, just really short notes.
Uh-huh.
You know, you look great today, have a nice day, stuff like that. You posted them on all the lockers we could.
Yeah.
That was probably the like most people I've affected by a random act of kindness.
Sure.
Then I've done my own little random acts of kindness where I, you know, just try to make someone smile, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always great.
That is good. I like that. What are anything? What are any important lessons you feel like you learned from Dad?
Mostly parenting lessons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sounds strange. He was a really good parent, and I kind of want to carry most of that on to my children.
Okay.
So,
like, what's an example of that?
Well, I mean, I can't really imagine any opposing examples.
Okay.
But he is always there, which is nice. Like, you know, he rarely had to work away from home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for, you know, weekend trips and stuff like that. So, yeah, he was usually around, which was really nice. And then we had a lot of family time, which was also really nice, which I'd like to have.
Yeah.
And he's also really smart, which has helped me.
Yeah.
And also really good at talking to people, which is, I think, where I got that from.
Yeah.
Actually, that came from both sides. They're both really good at talking to people.
They are chatty people.
They are. In a good way.
Yeah.
Except for my mom sometimes. But yeah, they've really just influenced me in only good ways.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Is there anything that you try to emulate Dad doing in your life? Like, is there anything that you're like, oh, I think Dad does something like this. Let me try to do it. Consciously, unconsciously, or do you ever think, like, oh, I was doing a Dad thing?
Wait, sorry. Ask one more time.
Have you ever tried to, like, emulate something that Dad does, or have you ever, like, consciously or unconsciously, or sometimes maybe just go, like, oh, I'm doing, like, that Dad thing right now?
Not that I've noticed. And if I have done it, then it's good that I haven't noticed. It means that I'm doing a good thing. But yeah, I can't really think of any times where I've been like, oh my God, I sound like my dad right now.
That's funny. Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
With my dad or in general?
In general.
Got a lot of happy memories. That's a tough one. Ooh, I got a good one. Helping, or not really helping, encouraging my sister to go on a huge water slide with me.
Sure.
She was very scared.
What was this?
This was on our road trip when I was in fourth grade. So okay. I was like 9, she was like 7.
Yeah.
And this was in Montana. So the only thing to do in Montana is an indoor water park, apparently. Yeah. And it was a huge water slide that I went on, and I loved it, which is weird. I'm afraid of heights. She's not. And I tried to get her to go on it with me, and she wouldn't. And so I think my parents helped out with this because they said, if you get her to go on this, I'll let you both pick any dessert you want tonight. Nothing and, you know, kids, dessert, we got to do that. So yeah. I got her to go on it with me.
That's funny.
And that was just fun.
Yeah.
You know, getting her to go, like, climb all those stairs and then go on that water slide. That was just fun.
Why do you think that was so fun?
It's probably my first act of being, like, a great big brother. Like, yeah. I've always been a good big brother, but it's the first one that I can remember where I was a great big brother. I know that there are other times where I read to her when I was really young, but I can't remember that much.
Yeah.
But, that was just fun for me to encourage her in any way I could.
Yeah.
And that's carried on a little, not necessarily with water slides, but just encouraging her in any way I can.
Yeah, I agree.
Whether she listens or not, usually she does not, and she has much better grades than I do, so it worked out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Do you have any particularly proud moments that you can think of? Or that you think that you're very proud of yourself?
I'm very proud of myself. And that's usually built up over time. I think I'm just a good person. I don't mean to sound cocky or anything. I just think I'm a good person.
I guess I'm looking for a moment that was like a thing where you were proud of yourself.
All right. I had an unassisted triple play. In baseball, when I was in third grade.
A triple play?
Unassisted,
yourself?
Yeah. I mean, third graders, they don't understand all the rules, so it's not like...
I'm trying to think how that happened.
Okay.
It was a fly ball.
Oh, this was the best part about it.
Tagged a runner and they didn't go back a second?
This is the best part about it. I had some trouble tracking down fly balls when I was younger.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I was put in a situation where I actually caught the fly ball.
Yeah.
And, the runner was going, tagged the base. Then the other runner was coming in, tagged him, and then triple play. Yay.
That's great. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was great. I remember that.
That's so funny.
I was definitely really proud of myself for that.
Why do you think you're so proud? Why in that moment? Like, why do you think you were so proud? What specifically about that made you feel so much pride?
It was really after why I felt the most pride. Like, it was definitely really fun to do, but after I realized how many MLB players have actually done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I wasn't really in the MLB, but...
Yeah, just say you were.
You know, I think it was only 14 players that had ever done that in majors.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like, oh, wow, maybe one day I can do that in the majors, too. Maybe I'm a legend. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
I can't think of a major time where I really felt alone.
Any minor?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple minor times where, I don't know. I guess I'll just go off on thoughts and I will think about being alone.
Yeah.
And what I would do in certain situations. So sometimes good, sometimes bad. It was really just a tangent thought.
Yeah.
But I really was never worried about being alone.
Okay.
It's a tough question to answer.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for. I'm trying to melt your brain.
You really are.
It's weird to be self-reflexive. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice. You're asking me some questions I'd never even think to ask myself.
All right. Here's another one that you probably never thought of.
Okay.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, would you most regret having not done or told somebody?
Telling my mom I love her enough. Like,
yeah.
Especially my mom, because sometimes I'll joke around with her a little more than the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel bad about it after. And
do you think she doesn't know how much you love and appreciate her?
No, all the time. She definitely knows. But there are definitely... sometimes where I feel like, oh, shoot, did I just mess something up? That'd be really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just need her to know.
That's fair. What do you think your future holds?
Potential.
Potential?
Yeah, that's my one-word answer, potential. Not quite sure what.
You could have potential to be a crackhead, too.
all right, two-word answer, good potential.
Okay.
I feel like I have so many opportunities right now, and that can go in so many good directions. And if something goes wrong, I can always problem solve and switch it back onto a good direction. I just think I have a lot of good potential.
What do you think Dad's future holds as he's going into his retirement and...
traveling with Mom a lot, probably.
Yeah.
You know, once Jules and I go, they'll probably travel to come visit us wherever we are.
Yeah.
And they'll get a lot of time to do whatever they want. And my dad will, he won't, I'm saying this wrong. It's not a will. He might write a book.
Okay.
Which is what he's always wanted to do, I think.
Really?
He's mentioned it a couple times.
What do you think he wants to, what does he want to write about? I don't know about this.
I know, I do too. I've always wondered about that myself. I wonder if it would be safety of driving.
Mm.
You know, I mean, he loves teaching about that.
Yeah.
You know, just making people aware of it.
Yeah.
How safe to be. And I think he'd like writing a book on that.
Yeah. He knows a lot. It makes
sense.
He
does. He really knows a lot.
Okay. If there was one last thing you wanted to say to Dad, like if you had like you got to write it down. This is it. This is a hard question. What would you want to say?
Thank you. Or I love you. Uh-huh. Or both.
I mean, it could be like, I guess, more than two words, but yeah, I get you. That's a weirdly phrased question. I get that.
It's tough to think about. Yeah, thank you or I love you.
Yeah. It is a tough one to think about.
And like, you know, I obviously mean both of them, but
yeah,
that'd be a tough situation.
Yeah, it would be tough. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. So
no, we got 20, 30 years.
Unless mom has currently already killed him.
He probably did something wrong. I don't know.
Probably did it. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Is there anything that you've never told Dad, but you want to tell him?
If you had asked me that question 2 years ago, I guarantee I would have had something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what. I just had a lot of stuff, but I've just been open with him so much now.
A pent up secret.
I think, yeah, basically. But I think I've gotten all those secrets off my back. I think I've told him everything.
That's fair.
I can't think of anything.
That's fair. Is there anything about me? Or my life, or me and Dad, or me and Steph, or anybody that you've wanted to know or ever wondered about, but don't know or want to ask?
I haven't thought about that.
That's fair.
If it was to any of you, like if I had a question for any of you, it'd probably be you the most. Mom and Dad, I know a lot about them.
Yeah.
But I would probably think of a lot of questions for you if I had the time.
Sure. That's fair. Well, I'm always around. I'm an open book. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, we're coming to the close here. So I'll just say this is like, I'm going to give a final statement. I'll invite you to give yours.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
But, so I have always thought about you, Matthew, as I think of that. Yeah, I think of you as that kid who I'd smacked with a pillow and would just laugh and get back up. And I just remember when I was told that you were going to be born, I was young and I was drinking root beers with my buddy Ryan in the garage.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, I'm going to be a big brother. And I was so excited because I was like, I love, but especially then, I love Dad and Steph. I was like, they're the best. And I was like, their kid is going to be so great. And I think like in a lot of ways, you've really lived up to that for me. Is like, I've just been like, that kid has got so much potential and positivity. And I really do think you have like a lot of the good of both of your parents. Like you're very lucky. And I'm always impressed and proud of you. I like how much inordinate confidence even sometimes. I remember when I was young, I was like, this kid's got so much confidence. Where the fuck did he get it?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't even know if that came from either of them. I have a lot of confidence.
I don't know. I was like, this is great. This is great. And I love that. I love that about you. I'm very proud of that. And I remember when you started getting funny, or like you started making jokes, I was like, that's a good joke. Like, you know, I'm a comedy snob too. I don't like a lot of comedy.
I know you don't. It was hard for me.
A lot of it. Yeah. Good. You're not getting easy laughs from this guy. Yeah,
I was not. I was like scared of making a joke sometimes. So I was like, when I was like 10, will he laugh at this?
Really?
I have no idea.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, I'd never give you a hard time for not being funny, but I am. Every time you do a joke that I'm like, that's a good joke. I'm like, I know that. Cause it's hard. When I was your age, I was like funny, but I wasn't funny. Like I could make people laugh with like energy, but I wasn't funny. But sometimes you give like legitimately good jokes and I'm so proud of you. And I've just seen you. Yeah. I guess I've seen you grow up for the last 16 years and I feel like I've seen some ups and I feel like I've seen some downs and, I don't know. I guess I think a lot about that is like, I appreciate your resilience. And sometimes I think, yeah, even if there's like a blind confidence that you're going to beat me and Ryan, who were, you know, 12 years older than you with a pillow, I was like, yeah, at least he's going for it. And, I guess I just hope for the rest of your life, before, if I'm gone or dad's gone or anybody's gone, I hope you keep that going for the rest of your life. You have a resilience and a confidence, and I hope you always harness that as a power, because it is. And I hope you know it. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. Keep it up. This guy, even this, in this moment, you're like, it's great.
I'm yeah,
like,
I love it.
Psychopath.
I love
it. Psychopath and just go like, I can do something good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, like, you're a crazy person to me. Good for you.
I don't even know what it's going to be. I'm going to do something amazing.
You better.
No one will even know about it. It'll just be amazing to me. I'll be like, I did that. I walk up to someone on the street. Hey, I did that.
Look at this model
train. What are you talking about?
I'm freaking amazing.
What are you talking about? What'd you do? I was like, hey, I don't know. I just did it.
All right. That's funny. All right, Matthew. Well, so that's my final thing I wanted to say to you. Is there anything that you feel like you didn't cover or you wanted to share about dad, about you, about me, because those are the three parties involved in this as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or anybody, anything, questions or things you wanted to mention or stories that you wanted to share, or particularly just anything that sticks out, anything that you feel
it's really just one main thought. And you know, you've asked me a couple questions about dad. Mm-hmm. And in a sense how he's influenced me in my life. I just want to say that everything that he's done, I can guarantee at least 99% of it has been good. And not only that he passed it on to me, I hope I can pass it on to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have his good qualities.
Yeah.
And that's really the main thing. Like, if I can be like him, if my kids can be like him, that'd be amazing.
That'd be dope.
That'd be the one amazing thing I've accomplished. Hey, I did that.
Did that. Yeah, it's no easy task. That's no easy task.
That's what I would want.
All right. Anything else?
No, let's end it there. I like that.
All right, cool. Matthew, thank you for taking the time to talk to me and talk about dad. And we'll end it by saying happy birthday, dad.
Yeah, happy birthday, dad. Love you.